Of FHA to DHTB to dealing with Dr. Amarkaki. Date of service is January 23, 2013. Patient name is Cynthia Hopkins, CYNTHIAHOPKINS. Date of birth is July 10, 1952. Primary care physician is Dr. Kimberly Farrow, located at 50 East Greenfield Road, Detroit, Michigan, 42201, phone number 313-745-4525, fax number 313-966-7305. Per next paragraph, cardiology clinic, no next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, do you call this video seeing Ms. Cynthia Hopkins? Has medical history significant for coronary artery disease? Status post multiple left heart catheterization, last one performed on July 11, 2012, showing non-obstructive coronary artery disease with patent LADs, left circumflex, and RCA stents.
Wow.
Period.
Yeah, that was the thing, right? So, okay, like me and my
congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, asthma. Period. Next point on chest visit. The patient is complaining of severe chest pain.
I said, oh man.
Speaking amazing.
What?
On exertion and at rest. The last for about a few minutes and resolved completely by isosorbidinitrate. Period.
That's good.
She denies any shortness of breath, autopnea, paroxysm, or nocturnal dyspnea, lightheadedness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, claudication or bilateral lymphedema. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history significant for number one, coronary artery disease, status post multiple left heart catheterization.
138.
The last one performed on July 11, 2012, showing non-obstructive coronary artery disease with patent LAD, left circumflex, and RCA stents. Congestive heart failure, next point, diabetes mellitus, next point, hypertension, next point, hyperlipidemia, next point, COPD, next point, asthma. For next paragraph, past surgical history significant for number one, cholecystectomy, next point, hysterectomy, next point, hernia repair, next point, ICD implantation. Period. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Per next paragraph, family history is significant for hypertension and coronary artery disease. Per next paragraph, current medications include number one, amlodipine 10 mg QD. Next point, Spiriva 18 mcg, one puff every day. Next point, Novolog Flexpen 100 units by ml, 8 units 3 times a day. Next point, Levimir Flexpen 100 units by ml, 30 units per day. Next point, Ranitidine 150 mg BID. Next point, Crestor 40 mg QD. Next point, Aspirin 81 mg OD. Next point, Furosemide 20 mg OD, which she is taking half a pill QD. Next point, Citrulline 50 mg QD. Next point, Joxon 0.125 mg QD. Next point, isosorbidinitrate. Period. Next paragraph. Paragraph.
Health is on the way.
Physical examination. Vital signs and indicators are not available. See the following note. Period. Please. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Number one. Left heart catheterization done on July 11, 2012. Please operate from a cardiology clinic. Note of August 20, 2012. Page 3. Next point. ICD follow up done on June 27, 2012. Please refer to the chart for the results. Period. Lab chemistry done on December 7, 2012 shows sodium 138, potassium 4.1. Chloride 104, carbon dioxide 23, anion gap 11, glucose 375, urine nitrogen 30, creatinine 1.8, calcium 9.0. X-ray, APPA single view, done on December 6, 2012. Impression or interval change. Next point, chest X-ray 2 use, done on December 4, 2012, impression stable cardiomegaly with mild vascular congestion, bilateral small and pleural effusions, and bibasilar subsegmental atelectasis, period. Next point, transthoracic echo performed on May 5, 2012. Conclusion normal, left ventricular side. Left ventricular thickness moderately severely increased. Normal left ventricular systolic function, pseudonormal mitral filling pattern suggestive of moderately elevated left ventricular filling pressure.
Period.
Diabetes
mellitus.
Next one, pharmacological stress test done on June 21, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of August 20, 2012, page 3. Next point, high resolution CT scan of thorax done on June 6, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of August 20, 2012, page 3. Next point, Jessica. Correction. Pulmonary function test done on February 20, 2012 showed FEV1 of 121%. Next point, carotid ultrasound of done on January 19, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of August 20, 2012, page 4. Next point, renal vascular ultrasound done on January 19, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of August 20, 2012, page 4. Next point, duplex ultrasound of the lower extremities done on February 7, 2012 showed no evidence of DVT from left groin to the left ankle. Next point, lower extremity arterial done on January 8, 2012 showed ABI of 1.04 on the right and 1.11 on the left with normal waveforms. Next point, stress test done on January 19, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of August 20, 2012, page 4. Polysomnography done on January 29, 2012 shows nocturnal sleep study was diagnosed of mild to moderate severe obstructive apnea. Breathing AHI is equal to 26 by R. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. The patient is a known case of coronary artery disease status post multiple left heart catheterization, the last one performed on July 11, 2012, showing non-obstructive coronary artery disease with paid and LAD left circumflex and RCS stents, period. During today's visit, the patient experienced severe chest pains with palpitations, and we admitted her to the Harvard University Hospital to check her cardiac enzymes for fluid management and assessment and plan for a possible left heart catheterization, period. We will continue to monitor and condition and follow appointment. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure was not taken because she started experiencing severe chest pains and has been admitted, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment. Next point, diabetes mellitus. The patient is a known diabetic, period. We advise her to follow up with the primary care physician regarding this matter, period. Next point, ICD check. Her ICD was last checked on June 27, 2012, which showed previous shock before, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment. Next point, cardiopharmacogenomics DNA buccal swab to confirm genotypes and aid in dosing medication metabolized by the CYP450 pathways, period. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Hopkins. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concern, period. We will see her back in our clinic after she is... she's discharged, period. Meanwhile, she's instructed to see her primary care physician for continuity of care, period. Thank you so much. Sincerely, Father of Tab, FHADFTA, we're dating for Dr. Amrikaki. This is the end of this dictation, period.